Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Overtime, 132, 133, something like that. Mark Bland, Matt Krueger, wheelbarrow full of dicks, live in with us, Napier and Mike.
Finally, you can say it.
I can say it out loud, dicks.
Doesn't it?
Big old dicks.
Doesn't it feel empowering?
It does when you say, why did you come up with the name wheelbarrow full of dicks? Like, where did that come from?
There's a bunch of little comics out there that people put out, and one of them was the bad guy from Sonic.
Okay.
You remember Sonic, the Sega game?
Dr. Robotnik. Yeah, what about him?
There were a bunch of these little comics that took old Sonic the Hedgehog, like actual comics that they put out, stripped the words out of it, just made them horrendously funny. Yeah, you've seen them. And one of them was a picture of Dr. Robotnik demanding that that little bird drive a wheelbarrow full of dicks straight into his ass.
Whoa, that's kind of weird.
So he's got like this goat seed thing going on, only he's morbidly obese, and this little bird is just driving these dicks right into him. I thought it was hilarious.
I think that's an excellent explanation. Before I got that, I was wondering, you know, like, why undershoot yourself with only a wheelbarrow, you know? You know, why not, you know, like a fire truck full of, you know, with the fire hose hooked up, just like launching dicks at everyone, you know?
And, you know, it took about a year, and I would just Google us every now and then to see if...
You showed up in the Google searches?
If the 4chan post about Dr. Robotnik getting a wheelbarrow up his ass, we surpassed them after a year.
Well, that's nice. There you go.
Right. It took a lot. We probably did about 30 episodes before wheelbarrow full of dicks. The top result was actually us.
There you go. Nice. So there's an accomplishment there, you know?
There you go. That's when you know you've made it.
You've made it, finally. Well,
you surpassed 4chan.
Well, listen, I've got a few letters from the listeners here I didn't get to do on the show. I did the hate mail instead because, you know, the wonderful hate mail people love to hit me up on Facebook and Twitters and everywhere else and send me their little messages about how I suck and I'm fake and I'm this and I'm that. So sometimes, though, when I bring Matt on, Well, first, let me. Dr. Love, are you in the house?
Oh, I'm here, baby.
Dr. Love is in the house. Do I have a couple of other Dr. Loves in the house? Is Dr. Love Napier in the house?
Yeah.
Oh, Dr. Love Napier. How about Dr. Love Mike? Is Dr. Love Dix?
No.
A wheelbarrow full of Dr. Love. All right. So I got a couple of little letters from the listeners. So we're gonna talk about these for a second, okay? I want to get the Dix opinions. That's what I'm saying. Okay.
Oh, so this is advice?
This is advice columns that we do.
People are at such a low point in their life.
They talk to me. They ask me.
Wow.
It's really weird. It's horrible.
They call in for me.
They call in for him, and then they get the Mark Bland. That's what happens. They get the Mark Bland. By the way, I'm now the Mark Bland, King of Talk Radio. Don't forget it. Okay, so today I was doing some work at my boss's desk. I work at a small business, and I leaned back in her chair and broke it. The back snapped right off. I mean, we weren't even struggling financially, and the chair's arms were already broken, but I feel terrible. Do I offer to buy her a new one? Do I just leave it alone and explain what happened? I just don't know what to do. Any advice would be greatly appreciated. Mark, love the show. Matt, Dr. Love, yeah, I mean, this is not a love question, but hey, if you want to talk about broken chairs.
Well, how do we know that it's not a love question? I mean, how indeed did the chair get broken? But anyway, I think, yeah, offer to own up to it and, offer, you know, any amount of restitution that you need, you know, clear your conscience. You'll feel better. Get it out in the open. If you lose your job because of it, which I doubt that you will, most employers are very forgiving of things like that. I think it will all turn out very well for you.
Have what to about? Be a real dick to say, yeah, buy me a new chair.
You kind of do.
Roll the dice.
But man. It's the boss. It's the boss's chair. Like, if the boss is like, why are you sitting at my desk in the first place? It's my desk. It's where I sit.
And you know, I'm not saying that he'll make her buy a new chair. And I'm assuming the boss is male. I don't know why. That might be sexist in me, but fuck it. No, you know, but still.
It says her. Well, the boss is a her.
Oh, okay. So she broke her chair. Okay. All right.
He broke her
chair. Oh, okay. So a little bit of role reversal.
Oh,
all right.
Wow.
So, anyway, yeah, I would say offer to replace it. You know, check Craigslist. They're giving away office chairs for free all the time. But most of the time, if you own up to it and say, you know, I'll buy you a new one, they'll say, don't worry about it. It's okay.
Now, you guys have a drunk that comes on your show called Drunkard. Right? Yeah. Drunkard STL on Twitter, at Drunkard STL, right?
At Drunkard STL.
All right. I'm sure he's jumped in a couple of chairs and broken them on your set a few times. Like, how did you guys handle that?
You know, I don't think he really gets drunk. He just looks drunk.
He just looks drunk.
He has a drunk-looking face.
He's actually been in Alcoholics Anonymous for 12 years. No one knows it.
He's got that Jim Brewer eyes going on where, you know, the whatever chemicals he's put in his body like 10 years ago stuck. And they're there forever now.
Permastone.
Yeah, he's got that look going on.
I got you. All right, well, let's move this on. So you said offer to buy a new chair. Good call. Hi, I just need to ask you this, Mark. I need help and don't know what to do. I opened up my dad's computer because he asked me to help him install something earlier today. So I went to go install it, and when it started, he left to go take care of some work. Yet, when I opened it, I saw it was some social network I've never heard of, and it was opened on messages. I read a couple and noticed he flirts with so many women, especially women that are a lot younger than him, all above 18 from what I saw. Not only flirts, but also talks dirty with them. I don't know how to react to this or whether or not I should tell my mom. They've been married for about 22 years. I wouldn't want it to be my fault that they get divorced or anything. Anything that of a help would be great. Please help. Okay, so your dad goes, hey, Napier. Your dad goes, hey, I need you to work on my computer. Yep. Your parents married still?
No.
Okay. Are your parents?
Yes.
Okay. Your dad, Mike. Okay. Your dad asks you to work on his computer. You go to open the laptop. He takes off.
My dad
the other
does, by the way.
Okay. Okay. He walks into the other room. You notice that he's up on Facebook or some social networking site. He's got a ton of messages, like plenty of fish action going on. He's got a ton of messages with other chicks that are not your mom.
Chatting up broad.
Chatting them up and yeah. Flirting with them, talking really dirty to them. I want you to touch me on my pee-pee, put a wheelbarrow full of dicks up my ass, things like that.
Wow.
Do you tell your mom? Do you break this news that mom, dad, he might be cheating on you? I mean, I don't see any actual cheating, but he's definitely talking dirty to these chicks, or do you just keep it to yourself?
Is that cheating, in your opinion?
I don't think that that's cheating per se, but it's definitely not acceptable within a marriage.
Right. No, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't tell your mom?
No.
Keep it to yourself. Would you tell your dad? Would you let him know?
Oh, yeah.
You'd be like, is he one of those dads where you can always like get him with a couple aces up the sleeve?
Blackmail,
exactly.
Oh, my goodness. What about you, Napes? What would you do?
Ask for tips.
You'd ask for tips?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
If my dad had a bunch of ladies following him on different social media, like, okay, well, obviously I screwed something up in my life. And, yeah, I'd figure out, like, I'd just have them forward it over to my alternate account.
And you start playing your dad. You'd be like, oh, yeah, I'll come over tonight and service you well.
It's not like he can show him dick pics. I mean, he's going to have an old penis.
Right, so you got to show him young dick pics.
Yeah.
I mean, we can
We can tag team this.
That's really dark if you start commissioning your son to take dick pics for you.
It's the same DNA. It all works. I think you probably just keep it to yourself. Forget you saw anything. It's really none of your damn business, honestly. They're both adults. You know, if the people that he's talking to are all over the age of 18, they're all adults. They're both consenting. And yeah, he might be married. And it's your mom. And it might suck. But without any hard physical proof of him taking action on it, maybe he's just doing it as an activity to keep himself occupied when his mom isn't giving it to him at home.
Well, but see, that's the problem, though. It's your mom. You know what I'm saying? Like, your mom, she's bred you ever since you were a baby. You know, you love your mom. You care about your mom. You don't want your mom to ever get hurt. You know, if somebody ever walked up and punched your mom or smacked her or something like that, you'd freaking defend her. So that's what I'm saying. Like, it's one of those situations. Like, it's your dad, too. You love your dad. But at the same point, it's like, you know, mom's emotional, and she cries every time at Christmas, regardless of whether it's a bad thing happening at Christmas or a great day. You know, she cries. She's real emotional. And you're like, I just don't want to see my mom, like, hurt if she unaccidentally walks across this, you know? I would say, man, I don't know. I might have to agree with these guys. This might be one of those situations where you just hold the information in and move on with life.
What if you found out that your mom was also doing it, and now you've got all of this information in your head you don't want?
Well, that's a good point. That would be a little different. That would be kind of odd. You'd be like,
that's
really?
That's where the booze comes in.
This is turning into that song, If You Like Pina Coladas. That's what this is.
That's a good point. All right, last letter. Normally, I believe that people should not interfere with others' lives and need to let others make their own life choices, et cetera, et cetera. But it's their life, and they have the right to deal with whatever they want. But my cousin, we're very close, is dating this god-awful guy. They've been together for 5 years. They're both 25 years old and moved in with each other about a year ago. He's extremely rude, refuses to spend time with the family. Even after 5 years of dating, I've never met him. She tells me she knows he cheats on her consistently. She's been staying with me for the last 2 weeks, and he hasn't tried to initiate contact with her even once. She tells me it's almost a relief that they're apart right now. It's her first serious boyfriend and the only guy she's ever slept with, and I'm afraid that this is what's making her hold on, but she insists it isn't. One of her friends has contacted me to tell me how awful he is and how they can't even bear the way he treats her and asked me for help. I seriously know it's not my place to interfere, but I absolutely hate seeing her subject herself to someone who makes her feel so terrible and guilty all of the time. She deserves better than that. Not to mention, cheats on her quite frequently. What can I do? So in this case, we got ourselves an individual who's got a boyfriend who's a piece of crap.
Holy shit, is that lady chatty. Jeez, that was a mouthful.
She's just talking and talking and letting everybody know everybody's freaking business in America. All right, first thing, don't go on a float trip on the Merrimack, because eventually you're going to get really drunk, going to have to take a pee. Someone's going to shoot you. So don't do that. Second,
I want to get rid of him.
Second, I'm going to revert this over to Dr. Love. Dr. Love, you know, how should we handle the potential need to break a guy out of a situation with your cousin or someone you love dearly?
Well, one thing I would recommend is hiring a private investigator. If you were to call a private investigator, have this guy tailed, physical evidence, you can present her with something real. And a lot of times they can know that there's cheating, but they might be able to forgive that. But if you have hard physical evidence right there in front of them, that might be enough to send them over to actually take some action, make a decision to leave them. The other aspect would be, you know, introduce her to some nice friends, some people from church or a library group, a book, you know, club or something like that. Get her to see, you know, that possibly that there's other good people out there. However, there could be some trauma in her past that is making her relive the abuse, and that might just be what she digs. If it's her first serious boyfriend and he's cheating a lot, maybe she's caught something. And maybe she doesn't want to go with anybody else because she's afraid of passing that on. Why would anybody else want her, you know, dirty self? That could be some things rolling around in her head.
So you just accused her of having the herp? Is that?
I didn't accuse her. I was speculating.
Said you must. You obviously must have the herp.
No.
You sure you don't know this person?
Pretty sure I don't know this.
All right, fair enough. Fair enough.
Dear listener, you obviously have the herb.
Get checked immediately.
We would like to find you replacement dick. However, that does not appear to be an option due to your nasty vag. Good day. Thanks, Dr. Love.
Oh, that was great. All right, guys. Let's talk about some of these questions from the listeners. These are more like general questions that people just ask and they want to know that have no bearing on the show or anybody else whatsoever. They're just kind of, you know, picking our brains on what they think. So, should children be taken away from parents who smoke pot? Napier.
Like in front of them and blow it in their face? Or?
No. Should they be taken away? Like, should the Division of Family Services come and take the children away from people who smoke pot?
It depends.
And it's open. It's well known that these people smoke pot.
It depends. Not every pot smoker is exactly the same. So,
what kind of pot smoker are you?
I don't smoke the pot.
Oh,
I drink whiskey. Lots of whiskey.
What about you, Mike? Are you the pot guy? No. Nothing for you guys, huh?
Me neither. We're real party animals.
Me neither. Me neither.
I used to smoke lots of pot. So my suggestion would be, you know, I don't think that they should be taken away unless they are, you know, dealing, distributing, putting themselves and the child in danger. If it's becoming reckless, if they're acquiring tickets for, you know, driving under the influence. But just like you don't take a kid away from a father who has an occasional beer, you don't take a child away from a mother who might have an occasional joint. I don't see the issue.
All right. fair enough. I actually kind of agree with Matt on this one. I think that it has to be case by case, and I think there has to be an egregious amount of just overbearing inability to handle your high, as we were talking about earlier on the show, for this to be a case where Division of Family Services comes through and takes the children away. I think that this is one of the lesser evil drugs that we have existing. I mean, the fact that they could decriminalize it within the next 15 years is very evident or potential. I don't think that this is one of those things where we need to be beating our heads. Plus, we live right here in St. Louis, Missouri. Right across the river, they just opened up medical marijuana for free.
Hey, hey.
To start working over there in good old Illinois. So, woo-hoo. Booyah. this person asked, should you be able to be arrested for being gay? Should gay people be arrested?
The Q goes to Russia?
In this case, I think it's one of those things where it's coming off of the heels of that. You know, I mean, in Russia, they are arresting people for being gay. It's kind of ridiculous. It's kind of stupid. I didn't even get to talk about my story on the show, which I wanted to, about the president and Snowden and all that, how they weren't going to... There, you know, he was supposed to go over to the G20 summit. He was going to have a meeting with Putin. But now Putin's like, yeah, we love the guy who like stole all your secrets, and we're just going to keep helping him evade you guys. Oh, and by the way, we got some Olympics coming soon or something like that. And
it's the Olympics.
That is the Olympics that is coming to, and then in Brazil, isn't that great? The next two Olympics are in like Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, where they have high crime rates and people getting their heads chopped off by drug cartels, just like Mexico. And then you got Russia that is going out of their way to drink themselves under the table and gay bash on a nightly basis.
Maybe they're just hoping that our influence, you know, makes it a little bit happier.
Maybe, but I don't...
All the fun coming in.
Do you know how many figure skaters are not going to make qualifying in that Olympics? Swear to God.
Ryan Boitano.
Like, all of them.
To announce it.
Every single one of them. No, I don't think people should be arrested for being gay. Personally, that's my opinion. What do you guys think?
Oh, absolutely. Arrest them all.
Okay, all right. Good job. What about you, Napes?
My take on it is, and there are a lot of countries that do similar horse crap laws, I say follow the laws of the country that you're in, or don't go there. We have ties with a bunch of countries that do horse crap like that. Let's just stop going there.
It's overtime.
Stop giving them money. Okay, horse shit.
Yeah. Horse shit.
Yeah, just, nice. Just stop good. Giving them money. Stop going there. Stop. The Olympics are there. They're banning gays. Move them. Tell them, okay, well, no, we're not coming here. It's not like we haven't not participated in a Russian Olympic before.
And it's the Winter Olympics. Who gives a shit?
Nobody watches that anyway. Doesn't have gymnasts. No, I don't think we should be arresting gay people unless we're arresting them and taking them to fashion jail.
Oh, look at you with the witty ones. Witty, witty. Witty guy.
Fashion jail.
Fashion jail. All right, this is going to be the last question, and we're almost done here on overtime. So what kind of people are cooler? And this is up your alley. This is up your alley, Napes. I did this on purpose just for you, babe. What kind of people are cooler? Nerds or geeks? Nerds to me means that you're an expert at something extremely smart and extremely smart. Geeks means that you're into non-mainstream stuff, not necessarily all that smart.
Oh, hipsters.
No. You could be a Doctor Who fan who's like a dullard.
Yeah.
But you're just into that, so you're more of a geek.
I guess if you are a geek, ironically, you're a hipster.
I would say that I've met a lot of nerds that are also geeks, like smart people that are really smart, but they're also into like Naruto and like Dragon Ball Z and things like that. They're into the geekier, non-mainstream stuff. So I think, in my opinion, I don't know, because with geeks, though, I feel that geeks are a little bit more approachable. A nerd, because they're so smart, 90% of the time, they kind of have an arrogance about them in certain situations, or they have this tendency to have arrogance pop off at the wrong times. Like you're real cool with somebody, and you know you've known them for a few months or whatever, and you're just hanging out and talking and stuff, and then all of a sudden, like you say something that just doesn't jive with their geeky or nerdiness, and immediately they like tear into you, and it's like a side you've never seen because they're just like really overly a fan of whatever it is.
Yeah, the nerds are kind of the people that'll froth at the mouth if there's any continuity error with their favorite TV show.
Exactly.
No, that didn't happen. He said they took the West elevator. How would he have run all the way? Like, oh, crap. crap in hell.
I hate those
people.
Listen
to the damn TV show.
Those are the people that ruined the first X-Men movie for me. I didn't know nothing about X-Men. Never read the comic books in my life. My buddy Jason asked me to go to the movies with him because he didn't have no one to go to the movies with. He wanted to go see the new X-Men movie. And this is when the first one came out, like back in 90 whatever, okay? So I'm like, yeah, sure. So I'm going into the movie completely not knowing the characters, no expectations whatsoever. I walk out of the movie and I'm like, hey, you know what? That was a great movie. That was a really solid movie. I really enjoyed it. Hugh Jackman did a great job as Wolverine. I learned a lot about Rogue and some of the different characters. I was like, hey, it was a pretty good action movie. I liked that one. It was cool. Every other person around me walking out, that was the wrong person to play Wolverine. They should have gotten so-and-so. Oh, did you see what happened with Professor X and blah, 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 blah? And they're just like tearing into it. And I'm like, that would have never even happened in that part of the universe. They had to pull that from this part of the universe. And I'm like sitting there going, what the hell? Shut up.
I was absolutely one of those people.
You were one of those people?
I was. Yes, absolutely. I don't remember why, but I remembered there was so many things. I was like, oh, man, what'd they do that for?
I will say this. Some of the nerd snarkiness is beautiful when it's channeled right. Like, have you ever seen the Red Letter Media guys? They've done the Star Wars reviews and they've done the Star Trek reviews. When it's channeled in a way that's constructive, it's beauty.
Oh, like a Mystery Science Theater
yes.
situation. That's actually really entertaining to watch. I agree.
I think that what was the question overall? What kind of people are cooler, nerds or geeks? I would say nerds are cooler. And the reason I say that, I see all of your guys' definitions as nerds and geeks being backwards. I see nerds as kind of like the smart kids, you know, that they can kind of meander into the popular crowd if they want, you know, a little bit of tweaking. Some of them can be a little anal about things, but geeks to me are those super smart ones that are really good at some very, very niche thing and are very socially awkward. You remember our friend and past guest, Bob?
Yes.
I would say Bob is a geek. I would not say Bob is a nerd. He can be very nerdy, but I think he's a geek.
But I think Bob's really a smart guy, too. Like, I think that's where he gets some of the smart nerd aspect.
He has a degree in English. Yeah, he's smart. The dude grasps everything. He's a writer, you know?
Neither one of them are cool. what are we talking about? Neither one of them are cool. They're nerds and geeks. You're asking which one's cooler? Neither of them.
Well, which is better? Which is not? Which is cooler? Which is a fire hose full of dicks or a wheelbarrow full of dicks? You tell me which is better, huh? Sounds to me like I shoot dicks everywhere with a fire hose. I have to just like haul a bunch of freaking dicks in a wheelbarrow and then just dump them out in front of somebody.
I guarantee you nobody would fuck with you if you had just trolling around town with an entire wheelbarrow full of severed cocks. Cop would just keep walking. Just like, no, I'm not fucking with this dude.
Oh, my goodness.
He got them somehow. He obviously took on. He had to take on at least 600 dudes. This dude is the Highlander of cocks. He's just cutting the heads off and then
cocks
a light
just flailing everywhere. Just see floppy penises just flying through the air in blood. It's like a Quentin Tarantino flick.
And instead of getting superpowers and knowing everything, huge hog on this dude. Just all in the hog.
Like Jim Jeffries said, he's packing heat. Oh, ladies and gentlemen.
In his defense, they should have all stayed off his land.
Oh, my goodness. Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for us on Overtime. Thank you so much for joining the show.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Just for your listeners and to include something weird, do you know the backstory of Big Rock Candy Mountain?
No, I don't even know what that is.
Did you ever see Oh Brother We're Out There?
I've never watched that movie. Like Inception for him, Oh Brother We're Out There for me.
Okay. It's this song. It's this folksy little song, and you should
listen. Do they play it with cups?
No.
Do they tap cups over and over?
I think it's banjos or something.
Okay, all right.
And they sing this festive little song.
Do they fuck guys in the woods?
Big Rock Candy Mountain, it's this classical little twangy song.
Okay.
Big Rock Candy Mountain is what the gay hobos refer to as a place where the gay hobos go to fuck behind something. And they call that area the Big Rock Candy Mountain.
Oh, nice. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for us here. I want to thank Matt Krueger. I want to thank Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks.
What was that?
I don't know. I don't ask questions. It's overtime.
By the way, Mark, I have this really awesome story for you.
I gotta go.
Gay hobos. I'm going to start with gay hobos. I'm going to take you back.
Kidding? I got to go. Ladies and gentlemen, that does it for us here. Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks every Monday night, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern on RadioFoodBar.com. Thank you so much, gentlemen, for joining me today. I appreciate it.
Oh, man.
We will see you guys next time on the show.